Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? Because I sure am. Today we are going to be looking at different words and different word families. And I mixed them all up, so we're having a little bit of a word family review with different short vowels. Now, I want you to have fun with this activity. I want you to be excited that we're doing this activity. And I don't want anyone to feel stressed or panicked if you think I'm going too fast. Here's what I want you to do. The first part of this activity is listen. Listen and learn. For the listening part, when I tell you to put down your crayon or put down your pencil, I want you to do it. Finished or not. I want you to follow the directions. Don't panic about it. Don't stress about it. If you have extra time at the end, you can finish coloring and writing then. Just be sure to follow directions and you'll do just fine. It's going to be okay. Okay, let's begin. As always, we need to start by writing our name at the top. So you start writing your name and I'll write my name. Please stay on the line and write neatly. My name is Mrs. Oldham, if you forgot. When you finish writing your name, you can put your pencil down. We're not going to need it for a little bit. We're going to start by coloring. At the top of your page, you have a picture. Kind of looks like a house, maybe even a scary house. I don't know, a haunted house. It has some spider webs hanging on it. And then there's some bats in the air. And there's a couple of boys down below or a couple of guys. I don't know. And maybe it's dark. They look happy. Those guys look happy. They don't look scared. So what I want us to do is I'm going to give you a word. I'm going to sound out a word. And I want to see if you can guess which one I'm talking about. Which picture. Here we go. I'll give you a hint. It has a short E sound. Short E says eh. So here I sound it out for you. W-E-B. Web. Good. Now, there are two spider webs on the house. There's one up on like the second story of the house, and there's one down below on the ground. Let's look at the one down below on the ground at the bottom of the house. I would like you to find your purple crayon, some kind of purple crayon. Doesn't have to be a perfect purple. And I would like you to color that spider web in purple. You may begin coloring. And while we color, I'm going to sound out the word web for you. W-E-B. It has that short E sound in the middle. W-E-E-B. There it is. And it has the eb word chunk at the end. W-E-B. Web. It belongs in the eb word family. Now, there's another word that belongs in the eb word family. I'll sound it out for you. You tell me what it is. D-eb. Deb. That's a girl's name. Sometimes girls are called Debbie or Deb for short. What about this one? J-eb. Jeb. That's a boy's name. I actually know someone named Jeb. That's his name. It's not short for anything. It's just Jeb. So Web, Deb, Jeb, even a funny, silly nonsense word might be Beb or Keb or G-eb, Geb. Yeah, those are silly. Okay, you may put your purple crayon down. I'll give you 5 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And I would like you to pick up your red crayon, some kind of red crayon. Again, it doesn't have to be a perfect red. And let's color the web at the top of the house on the second story by that window. Let's color that one red. So we have web, deb, jeb, and then we can even have silly nonsense words in that family. Zeb. What about this one? P-eb. Peb. All of them belong. They rhyme too. So you can make up a silly song with silly nonsense words. There was a peb in the neb by the gib. There was a peb in the beb by the gib. I mean, it makes no sense, but they all belong in the eb word family and they rhyme. Take 5 more seconds to color that red web. Here we go. 5, finished or not. 4, 3, 2, and 1. Thank you. Here's our next word. It's a short A word. It has the short A sound, ah. Can you find it? Here it is. B-at. Bat. Good job. Now there are 3 bats. 1, 2, 3. I want you to look at the one that's in the middle bat. And I want you to find your black crayon, some kind of a black crayon. If you can't find a black crayon, it's okay to use your pencil because that will be a gray color and that's all right with me. And let's color the middle bat, the one that's in the middle, black. While you color, you may begin. I will sound out bat for you. B-at, bat. B-at, bat. It has that short A sound, b-at, and it has the at word chunk. B-at. Here are some other words with the at word chunk. At. What's that one? Cat. R-at. Rat. Try this one. S-at. Sat. Very good. Try this one. P-at. Pat. There's a bunch in the at word family. What about r-at? Rat. What about s-at? Sat. All of these belong in the at word family, and they all rhyme. Please put your black crayon down in 5, 4, 3, 2, finished or not, 1. Thank you. Okay, the next word that we're looking for has a short E sound. Short E says eh. Can you find it? This one might be a little tricky. Here we go. M-e-n. Men. That means 2 or more boys that are together. Usually grown-up men are called men. And then we call younger ones boys. So these 2 boys, they're grown up and they're men. So let's color the boy or the man, the first one, closest to the web, closest to the purple spider web. Let's color his shirt blue. Find some kind of blue crayon. We're looking at the man that's closest to the spider web. He's on the left. Let's color his shirt blue. So let's sound out men. M-e-n. It has that short E sound, m-e-men. It has the N word chunk, m-n, men. There are other words in the N word family. Try this one, p-n, pen. Sometimes you get to write with a pen. Try this one, d-n, den. Sometimes a bear might sleep in a den, or a fox might sleep in a den. It's their home. Sometimes you might call your family room or the place where your family has their TV room a den. I don't know. Here we go. Please put down your blue crayon in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Now let's color. We're looking at the men. Let's color the one on the right. The one that's farthest away from the spider web. Let's color his shirt green. Find your green crayon, some kind of green crayon, and let's color his shirt green. We're only coloring the shirts, just the shirts. So we have men and pen and den. Try this one. T-n. 10, the number 10. And try this one. H-n. Hen, the animal. So we have men, hen, ten, pen, den. They all rhyme. They all belong in the same word family. And when they rhyme, I could sing a song, such as, the men need a pen and they need 10. The men need a pen and they need 10. The men need 10 pens. The men need 10 pens. Will you put down your crayon in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1? Boys and girls, there are a lot of windows in that house. Let's count the windows. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And if we counted the windows and the door, 7, 8. That's a lot of windows. Here's the one I want you to find. There's a window at the very top of the house, like in the attic. Find the window at the top of the house. There's no other windows. It's the only one at the top. Will you find your yellow crayon and color in that window on the top? We're going to talk about the word top. T-op. Top. It has a short O sound. T-op. It belongs in the op word family. T-op. It has the op chunk at the end. T-op. Top. Here's another word in the op word family. What about this? B-op. Bop. What about k-op? Cop. What about h-op? Hop. Exactly. There's a whole bunch in that. Now that window was really small. I finished coloring a long time ago. So please put your yellow crayon down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Please pick up your pencil. We're going to do a little bit of writing, practicing the words that we've learned. Let's look at number one. Before we write, I want you to notice these lines. Number one has three little lines in a row. A little one, a little one, and a little one. That will be used for one letter on each of those little lines. Then when you move over and you're in the middle, there's a big line in the middle. We'll write a whole word there. And then if you move over to the very end, there's another big line. We'll write a whole word there. Here we go. Number one, I'm going to say a sound. I want you to write the letter for me. W, 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 E, E, E goes in the middle. B, B, B goes at the end. So here we go. Let's sound it out. W, E, B, web. Scoot across to that long middle line. Let's write it again all together. W, E, B, web. Scoot to the end line. Let's write it one last time. W, E, B, web. W, E, B, web. Number two. Write the letter. M, E, 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 N, M, E, N, men. Scoot to the middle. Let's write the word again all together. M, E, N, men. Last time at the end. M, E, N, men. M, E, N. Number three. T, ah, ah, o, p, 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 top. Scoot to the middle. We'll write it all together. T, ah, p, top. Last time. T, ah, p, top. T, o, p. Now for number four, instead of writing bat, which we already practiced, I want to give you a word that's in the at word family, but is not the word bat. Ready? Try this one. S, a, a, t, t, s, at, sat. It sounds like bat. Scoot to the middle. Let's write sat again. At, and the last time, at, sat. Excellent. Let's read our words. Let's start on number one and read our words. Number one, web. Number two, men. Number three, top. Number four, sat. Let's read them backwards. Start on number four and go up. Sat, top, men, web. Boys and girls, you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll catch you next time. Bye.